This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So, yes, they were protesting in the Capitol. They were calling for a ceasefire. And while nobody wants a war to continue, it seems to me that Hamas is the one that started the war, and Israel is trying to make sure that Hamas can't come back over and do more massacres. But, of course, even with the hospital tragedy and so forth, all this sort of misperception and disinformation just continues to boggle our minds, folks. All right, welcome to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Thursday edition of the program. We're broadcasting live this morning, of course, to our great flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, there in Tampa, Florida, my adopted home away from home there. And, of course, we're broadcasting by way of Southern California to all of our great radio affiliates out there across the country. And we're up on the satellite with GCN Network. Good morning to everybody at GCN. If you're working across the overnights in America, if you're with law enforcement, if you're a first responder, if you're delivering, if you're driving a truck across the country, we want to say a special shout out and good morning to you. And of course, we're really glad that you're with us. We've been making some changes behind the scenes. A lot of that's coming together. And we really do appreciate everybody. By the way, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website, by the way. You can send me a direct message here during the program. We'll get it, and we'll try to comment on it. So once again, glad to be with you. And I want to say just something real, real quick here at the top of the hour. We're going to be talking with Kevin Wright, U.S. Army retired lieutenant colonel. But throughout the program this morning, I've been saying, you know, it really is amazing to me how many people behind the scenes are actually helped to make this program go. And without them, it wouldn't be there. And so I just want to say a special thank you to everybody who is working behind the scenes to make this program a reality. And it is a very, very special thing that you do. And I'm glad, so glad that you're there. So once again, folks, and by the way, the listeners as well, we want to reach out to you, because without you, there is no program. So once again, happy to be with you. Let's not waste any time. Let's head over to our telephone line and U.S. Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Good morning, America. Great to be with you this Thursday morning.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we continue to watch these events happening in Israel. It's interesting to me because on Air Force One, they asked the president about why people didn't believe Israel didn't hit the hospital, and he said he kind of understood why they didn't believe that. You know, this disinformation and the inculcation of this kind of perspective is really frightening.
Well, Kyle, I thought that, and I watched that with great interest, and it was disturbing because, you know, in America, you expect when the President of the United States lands on the scene that it's going to carry a certain weight and gravitas beyond all the key players that are already in place there in Israel before that. But this is a case in which I believe that the President's presence there in Israel actually made things worse, not better. And what you just talked about, it was an indicator of that. You know, we talked about, Hamas started this. Well, Hamas and the Islamic jihadists and those radicals, they didn't start. They're continuous. This has been ongoing for a long, long time. And we in the West look at things entirely wrong. And we spent about two centuries in America, has been in the lead for about a century now, playing it wrong, because we don't play the long game and we don't play the continuous game. And we here in America, we think, well, this is a blip. All of a sudden, somebody's already up and declared war on Israel. They had to have been at war with Israel always. That was in 1948 on, when the state of Israel was born and won its independence without any American help, with British side support, but largely on their own. And that's the way it's gone. So that's kind of the way it is. We got a mindset here in the West and in America and free thinkers that we apply a certain way of thinking that just doesn't fit the world as it is.
Indeed, indeed. And, you know, we're talking about, the length of time now that it's been, and it's been about 12 days or so from what I understand, 12 to 13 days by this point. But this isn't going to be done in a few days. This is, you're hearing about calls for ceasefire. You had the protesters in the Capitol. Ostensibly the president was there to try to get Israel to tamp down to a great degree. But we're not looking at this by next Friday. We're looking at this months from now, wouldn't you say?
Well, I'll tell you, Kyle, it's like when I hear that anybody say about a ceasefire, I think back, and I posted this comment out there, sometimes one sentence does it. Can you imagine on December 9th, 1941, Franklin Delano Roosevelt coming out over the airwaves, the radio waves to America and the world and saying, hey, America and the world, what I just came out yesterday, I said a day, December 7th, the day we should live in empty. I was just kidding. I wasn't serious. We really need to start talking about a ceasefire with Japan and Nazi Germany. Are you kidding me? That's what it feels like.
Yeah, because we wouldn't want to overreact to the sneak attack at Pearl Harbor, right?
Yeah, and reflecting on Israel, even if the Israeli intelligence had released the video and the SIGINT intercept of the Hamas leaders talking to one another, which demonstrates to every thinking human being on the planet that this was Hamas that caused that death and destruction at the hospital and not Israel, it wouldn't matter. You would still have everything that's going on. But the shame of it is you would still have the Talib and the protesters in the Capitol do what they did, because we have this weird thing where truth does not matter anymore. It doesn't. It's how we portray and create our own truth.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, that's increasing. And the president, in his willy-wally, waffly way, fed that the truth does not matter.
Indeed. Stay right there, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Stay right there. We're right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Right, get your motor running. We're heading out on the highway and certainly across the highways and byways of the land. If you're traveling across America here in the overnight hours as we are across your radio dial, well, you found the right place. This is the place for news and politics, everybody, in the overnights across America. And if you're listening and you can't find us on the radio station where your destination is, well, there's a way to fix that. You can get a hold of the local stations there. They can get a hold of GCN Live, and that's Genesis Communications, and we can get on your station in that area. Up until that time, though, you can also go to my website, KyleWarrenShow.com. You can find out links to listen live as well, both from our flagship station of AM860, The Answer, and also GCNLive.com as well. Okay, so once again, back with us is none other than U.S. Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Hey, you just struck a chord with me because I like smoking lightning and I love heavy metal thunder.
Well, indeed. Well, I got to tell you, we got some great music on the show. We're actually bringing in some more as well, but things are looking up here. And I really like the music, and we got some great suggestions too from many of the listeners. So we really appreciate that. And we're talking about Israel, but I'd also like to talk a little bit about politics with you as well. Things have changed in the last 2 weeks, basically, and I think that changes the U.S. presidential election fundamentally. Would you agree?
There always seems to be an ebb and flow, but for the last 5 or 6 years, it's been more than an ebb and flow. It's been little sea tides. You know, it used to be in our political history, about every 10 years or so, we might have a change kind of election, which affected things, at most every 10 years. But now it almost seems like every 4 years we have a change election. So all the old political science measures about, oh, this is the nature of the election that we're facing now. And it's just accelerating. You know, the pace of change is accelerating. It can be frightening in a way, and it's hard to keep out ahead of it. But, yeah, I think you're right. I think the indicators are is that there are some fundamental things that may change that. We'll see. And on another thought, you know, I use a lot of I use some historical analogies, but I think movie analogies is something that a lot of listeners, a lot of Americans can apply to. And maybe I show my age because some people don't remember that Harrison Ford was the Jack Ryan of the Tom Clancy movie novels. But if you remember, when we had that terrorist training camps in the on the desert, I think it was southern Libya, it was North Africa, and Harrison Ford had to make the call about dropping the bomb to destroy that terrorist training camp. And over his shoulder, we had James Earl Jones. But here's the problem. We've got a guy in the person of President Biden who is shaky, can't make up his mind, is unsure, and even after he makes a decision unsure, we don't have a James Earl Jones over the shoulder to say, hey, you gotta make a decision based upon this because absolutely nothing is 100% certain. And of course, Harrison Ford was like, well, my love for my daughter and my family. Well, yeah, absolutely. But outside of that, in the world, we can't control that. We have very little control over our family, but we can only control ourselves. But I think that analogy, we lack a James Earl Jones. Instead, we have a Biden walks into the war room, and he says, I don't know what to do. And they go, well, Mr. President, you got to make a decision. And then Mr. President says, well, I need to go take a nap. And then no James Earl Jones. You got other people saying, okay, Mr. President, you go take a nap, and we'll see what happens. That's where we're at in the world right now.
Well, indeed, it's actually frightening. You know, I think back in the first hour, I was talking about the idea that you've got these rogue countries. You've got Iran, you've got North Korea, but Russia and China as well. And it seems like the world just keeps catching on fire, and we don't have the kind of leadership that we need. And nobody knows what the next big thing is going to be, because we could get 48 hours down the road, and then one of these other countries decides to make a move on something else because they think that Biden just isn't up for this.
Yeah, and the West and America, and this goes back 100 years since we've been the main player, have been remiss on that because we're not strategically, we're not long-term thinking. The communist world and the Islamic world, they've had a vision for the next Islamic empire ever since the last Islamic empire fell. They never lost sight of that. The communism, even when it fell after the Cold War, that kind of thinking is a continuous kind of thinking. We're reactionary here in the West, and when we react, we jump from being like, oh, let's play nice and let's use the UN as the vehicle, and then we jump to this neoconservative thing like, hey, we need to drop nukes here left and right, and we need to be the person to bring things right in the world and jump in it, and they're both baloney. They are both proven failures. We got to be strategic thinking because we're part of the creators a lot of this world, because we put, since 1917, we'll put some puppet folks that, well, it's just a matter of getting somebody in charge that's friendly to the West and America there, and then we will work to make that happen. And then we're surprised when those people are corrupt and they feed revolution and counter-revolutions with it. And we say, how did this happen? And then we go through the cycle again and again. Americans are not very strategic thinking. Just like we're not strategic thinking and selecting the House Speaker right now. Mm-hmm. We're knee-jerk and all that. My God, we just got to get on. Get Jim Jordan in there and let's move on. Now, today, not tomorrow, but now. Quit being short-sighted, thinking of yourselves. Think about America in the future and our role in the world in the future.
Well, well said. Well said. You know, but at the same time, you've got Hakeem Jeffries and others saying, well, Jim Jordan's a threat to our democracy and on. They're just loving this because they think the more that they can discombobulate the Republicans, it's better for them. But yet they come in and they say, well, you know, we want to have a bipartisan path forward, you know, so we can get the business of the American people done.
We cannot control what knuckleheads like Jim, Jeffries and the crew are going to say and do. They're very consistent in their messaging and all that. But we on the right and the Republicans in Congress, they're social side. I can't see outside of the Capitol building for crying out loud. Other than to make sure the Capitol Police goes out there. Well, this. These people out there, they're protesting. They're getting a little bit rowdy and all that. And we got to apply the law here. And of course, we apply the law much differently than we did on January 6th. But I don't want to diverge from that, other than say that in the short thing, I think it's ludicrous that we're having to go to a third vote to get Jim Jordan to be Speaker of the House. Absolutely ludicrous. And unfortunately, my representative has been waffling back and forth. I burned Buchanan. On this last vote, he joined others in voting no on Jordan. Come on now. We and hundreds of others in our red district right here, District 16, have said that. And he was joined by 19 others, of course, but he voted yes on Jordan in the first one. Please, think about America. Think about what we need to do. It isn't just about, okay, what's right to make sure that we don't have a Republican Party that is too MAGA or too America first. Get over yourselves. Get over MAGA. Get over Donald Trump. Think about America. Putting America first is not about MAGA. It's about doing the right thing on behalf of the nation so we can move forward and deal with problems. Let's get her done.
Well, you're right. The policies are there, and I think the perspective is there. If it's just in disarray, something has to give, because we have to have an elected Speaker of the House, because stuff can happen, again, very, very quickly, and we have to have everything in place functioning. Otherwise, we may not be able to defend ourselves effectively.
Yeah, and, you know, of the 20 that voted against Jordan last one, there's only about two or three that have a sincere bad feeling about Jordan. The rest of them are protesting. They got their feelings hurt because the supporters for Jim Jordan hurt their feelings. Come on now. That is petty. We got too much pettiness in America. We got too much pettiness in our politics. And the places where you expect people to stand up in times of travail when we need genuine leaders, statesmen. We need statesmen. They're absent.
Indeed. Well, U.S. Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, thank you for being here. We're going to look forward to talking with you again on Tuesday. Take care.
Absolutely. I'll stay tuned. I want to hear Jimmy G. Smith.
Sounds good. All right. That's Kevin Wright, everybody. And, folks, we're going to be right back in just about two shakes. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle One.
Third Watch.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden will address the nation tonight from the Oval Office. Biden will discuss the U.S. response to the Hamas terrorist attacks, murdering roughly 1,400 Israeli civilians on day one of the war, and all that followed. The primetime speech is at 8 p.m. Eastern. Biden will also discuss the first war under his administration's watch. A court staffer is facing charges after approaching presidential candidate Donald Trump during his New York City alleged fraud trial.
The employee apparently entered the courtroom where Trump was sitting with his two sons and top executives during a mid-morning break. She allegedly walked towards the front of the room and yelled something at Trump, with the State Office of Administration saying she mentioned assisting him. Court officers stopped the staffer before she got too close, and she was charged with second-degree contempt of court and placed on administrative leave while the investigation plays out. I'm Dave Collins.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Oh, what a night. Oh, what a morning that we have here, of course, racing across your radio dial. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. Don't forget, you can go to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. And we are getting some direct messages, and I really appreciate it, from listeners in the Atlanta, Georgia area, AM 920, The Answer. And, yes, I will do my best to get back to you on that. And I do appreciate the messages very, very much. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. As we said, we've got Jimmy T. Smith. He's from Concerned Veterans for America. Check out their website, cv4a.org. That's CV, the number 4a.org. And good morning, Jimmy T. Smith.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, it's great to talk with you again. You know, I was telling the listeners earlier a little bit about Concerned Veterans for America and how you try to obviously do all these great things to help our vets. But one of the great things that you do as well is you try to influence policy moving forward, because now we're looking at the possibilities. We don't know what's going to happen, but if our troops get involved in another war again, Concerned Veterans for America is there trying to influence policy on their behalf.
Well, truthfully, and that's what a lot of people don't realize is vital. So regardless of, you know, past histories of us going to wars and winning or losing or anything like that, it's, you know, foreign policy has always put the lives of veterans or the military on the line. And when they come back, America promised to take care of them. And the policies that we have set up so far are leading to broken promises for veterans. And, you know, since it's election time, now everybody and their brother's going to come running out with these veterans legislation to kind of say, hey, look, I'm pro-veteran, support me. A great example is Tester out in Montana, where he's got legislation that's called Making Community Care Work for Veterans Act. And what it does, it doesn't make community care work for veterans. It does the exact opposite.
A lot of times, sometimes the names of these bills, you know, don't really do what they say, but they sound great. And so how could you possibly oppose, you know, a great sounding bill like that? But when you get into the nitty gritty, it's different.
Well, here's an example. You know, one of the things that it does is it gives the final decision on if a veteran can use community care. The final decision is based on what the VA decides, not what the veteran decides. So, again, this is more government, and you're more controlled by the VA and less control and less choice by the veteran. And this is part and parcel where people will see something like this, and they'll see just the title that you won't read down into the bill. And they're like, oh, this is great. Thank you so much for supporting veterans. Then you come to find out that the bill actually hurts veterans, doesn't help veterans.
Indeed. Well, you know, Jimmy, we've talked before as well about mental health issues. You know, we see a lot of commercials these days about well-being and mental health and these kinds of things. But the well-being of our veterans is really a primary issue these days. And Concerned Veterans for America obviously is on the forefront of helping them.
Well, two things. One was we're on the forefront of, you know, saying, hey, look, this is a problem. We are raising the red flag. Us and other groups are out there saying, hey, look, this mental health is an issue. But we're also, again, go back to the issue of policy. Policy is quite often not the, you know, most wonderful thing to talk about. But when you talk about what can be done right now, if a veteran has a mental health issue or drug and alcohol issue, they have to go to the VA and ask the VA to, you know, send them to any kind of counselor or things like that. Well, I, on TRICARE or somebody on Medicare or Medicaid, can simply call up somebody who does mental health counseling or drug and alcohol counseling and say, do you have an appointment? Can I come in? So there's an additional hurdle to a veteran trying to get help when they go to the VA. So a lot of the new policies that we're helping to work on right now is to open that pathway to directly get veterans into that counseling before they get to crisis. Because the VA has said, okay, if you're in crisis, go get care. But we want the veterans to get timely care in their community quickly and then, you know, hopefully never get to that point of crisis. This leads into the ability for the veteran to prevent themselves to get to crisis and hopefully will help reduce the overall number of suicides that veterans are facing.
Well, indeed. You know, and we want the vets out there to know, anybody listening to the program, that on this program we love our veterans, we respect them, we appreciate them because of their sacrifice, of what they've done for our country. And in a very real sense, Jimmy, you know, we can't have programs like this without people who are willing to defend our nation, defend our Constitution, and literally go to war if somebody's trying to take away our way of life. So that's one of the reasons we are so much in the court of the veterans.
Well, and a lot of veterans do understand the duty and responsibility when they join the military. What they're standing up for is America's freedom. But to have that freedom, you have to take care of your veterans. It was stated by President Washington, I'm not trying to quote him or anything, but basically where he talked about America's future is based on how we treat our veterans. And every president since then has claimed to want to support the veterans. But sadly, we've gotten into this business model now to where those promises from Washington all the way on up to current presidents seems to be more government, not more veteran. And that's the thing. We want to have the tools that's out in the community right now to be there for veterans, to have choice. And again, I know veterans who love the VA. Hey, brother, sister, go to the VA, get what's not. If you don't like the VA, and I can tell you, just put something out on social media, are you having a problem with the VA? And you're going to see your feed blow up because there are so many veterans, delayed care, canceled appointments. The doctors are red flagging them if you challenge the doctor's concerns and things like that. There's so many different things that are going on right now. Then you pile on top, where the VA is basically saying, hey, you know what? We don't want to follow this rule anymore, and just basically disregarding the laws. And that's part of why we do what we do. We want to make sure that our promise to veterans are based on the veterans and not on government bureaucracy.
Indeed. Are you hearing anything from the current sort of list of candidates for the GOP? You know, Ron DeSantis is a veteran, I know. But are you hearing anything at all, or are they even really addressing issues for veterans, if you can tell?
No, they haven't really addressed it. When you look at the two presidential debates that they had, there was just nominal mention of veterans at all. And since then, I have basically, you know, been following all the presidential candidates, both parties, and basically they're not addressing this issue. Yet you have people not wanting to join the military, and one of the biggest recruiters for the military are the veterans. So you can directly infer that if we're not going to be treated well, that we're not going to encourage young people to join. Then you look at the fact that there's so much money that's being pumped into this, and they'll talk about fiscal responsibility, and yet the VA's budget has grown fourfold since 2000. They now have $325 billion, and it does not correlate to a better outcome for veterans, and that's where they could start addressing this. They would say, oh, smaller government, be more fiscally responsible. If there's ever a governmental entity that can be an example that needs to be fixed or can be fixed, it's the VA.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, and again, you know, you mentioned something about, you know, vets will tell others, you know, they may not have a great sort of perspective on service because of these kinds of things. We might have talked about this a little bit before in our previous conversations, but the goals, the recruiting goals, are really not doing well, I think, except for the Air Force, if I recall correctly. But why is that? Is it that people are going to say, I don't want to join up because we probably will get into an endless war or I'll be involved in such?
Well, I think it's a whole spectrum. You think about it, Kyle. A young kid who is thinking about their future right now, 18, 19, whatever years old, wants to join the military or is thinking about joining the military, takes a step back, talks to their parents, talks to veterans that they know, and you look at the military being overused all around the world, right? We have them now in Poland that we've deployed for the Ukraine issues. We have them in Africa where their special operations are engaged. We have them all over the world, more and more being deployed. The op tempo is incredibly high. Then you have the fact that there is no end state to this, so they're just overusing the military. Then when they come home and they have the physical challenges, they're not taking care of them and keeping their promises. A young man or woman looking at this has got to look at it and go, okay, why should I support a government that is not singularly focused on defending our freedom, first and foremost, here at home, and
indeed,
not just running all over the world?
Indeed. Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. It's been great talking with you again this morning, and we'll look forward to talking with you again next week.
God bless you, Colin. Have them check us out at Concerned Vets on Twitter and Instagram. We're constantly posting new and updated information. We have the Overwatch that they can find on our website.
Sounds good.
And they can join the fight.
Sounds good. CV4A.org. We'll be right back, everybody. Stay right there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
Yeah, we might have some of that around. Chocolate chip ice cream. Well, you know, we can't really give you chocolate chip ice cream on the radio, but we can do our level best to send you off into the rest of your day here from this final segment of the program with a smile and maybe just planting the notion of chocolate chip ice cream in your head. All right. Well, you have ice cream for breakfast? Maybe. It just depends. All right, folks. Kyle Warren with you, back with you live here on the program this morning. And, of course, glad to be with you. Don't forget, you can go over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. And we'll see those messages. As I was mentioning, we got a couple of great ones a couple of great comments from listeners to AM 920 The Answer there in Atlanta, Georgia. So welcome and good morning to you. Glad that you're there. Glad that you're listening. And also, of course, to many of the other great affiliates that we're broadcasting out to, especially 101.5 KDON. They're the talk of Las Vegas. And, I'm not all that far away from Las Vegas. I think I mentioned the other night, I may have made it there once in about 4.5 hours. or so from Orange County all the way to Vegas. But in order to do that, you kind of have to do like the Cannonball Run or something. But that was a while back. Okay. But welcome back to the show, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We've, of course, got Joe Biden, who's going to be addressing the nation, I believe, later tonight here on Thursday. This is going to be very interesting because, as Denise Simon had mentioned, I don't think he's done an Oval Office address before, or an Oval Office address. And what's the address of the Oval Office? 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. We all know that. It's just inculcated into us. But at any rate, all kidding aside, this is a really big deal of what's happening in Israel, and the response by the American administration is by definition just as important in terms of where this conflict may go next. All across the country and in some of the major cities, Chicago and so forth, New York, of course, you see these protests in Washington, D.C. You had the protests inside the Capitol where many, many, many people were arrested. You know, these protests for the war, against the war, and calling for a ceasefire, I think are going to continue to grow. And it's interesting because this great this great terrible thing that happened was that was perpetrated by Hamas. Typically, you would think it would galvanize people into saying, Hamas has to go. Hamas has to be destroyed. Hamas has no right to do the things that they have done. But instead, it's very, very different, isn't it? It's very vocal about all this. So time is going to tell, but we're going to see, hopefully, a change in all this, because otherwise, I think people are just absolutely boggled by this kind of reaction. It just doesn't compute, does it? Well, something else that doesn't compute, this from Breitbart, MSNBC's Rachel Maddow. Evidently, and this is, I think, just a paraphrase here, if Trump is back in the White House, we won't have another election. Oh, brother, are you as tired of this as I am of seeing or hearing these kinds of quotes? Because they're not quotes that are like, a perspective about, it's not thoughtful. There's no reason to believe we won't have another election if Donald Trump were to become elected president again. I do think it's a tell. It's kind of like, when you're playing poker or you're playing some other kind of game and the other opponent has some kind of tell. They do something and then you know that they're lying or they're saying, they're deceiving you or they don't really have a royal flush, but they're trying to make you think they do. It's this kind of thing where if they really believe Donald Trump is fizzling out completely, which he hasn't yet, by the way, they would just sort of let that happen. But they are absolutely terrified, and this is the tell. They're terrified that Donald Trump continues to gain popularity and maybe gaining back popularity with some voters that might have not voted for him in the last election, maybe soured on Donald Trump. But the Democrats are doing just one heck of a great job of creating the atmosphere by which people will say to themselves, I didn't vote for Trump this last time around, but gosh darn it, these Democrats are doing everything they can to make it so terrible that maybe I'll just go vote for Trump again. I mean, they're doing this kind of thing in exactly the opposite direction of what they want to have happen. I think that's really, really crazy. But it's this kind of rhetoric. We'll never have another election. Or how about this? Some of the Democrats who are just loving every single minute of the discombobulation about the speakership, running out and saying things like, well, Jim Jordan, he's a threat to our democracy and these kinds of things. It really goes beyond the pale, doesn't it? it really goes beyond the pale. Does anybody really think that Jim Jordan is inherently a threat to our country, you know, it's our way of life, our system? Well, of course nobody thinks that, but that's the rhetoric. And, you know, we had a story earlier in the broadcast talking about how, you know, certain percentages of liberals versus conservatives, Republicans versus Democrats, believe that somehow the country will simply break up and become, different. It's different states will simply become all red, and some states will simply become all blue, and they'll just be the red and blue states, no longer the blue and gray, I guess, but just the red and the blue. And we'll get a national divorce or something. Well, they want to sort of gin up that kind of rhetoric, but most people, of course, don't really think that way. They don't really want that, but they don't really want the country to fall apart. In fact, they want the opposite. But here's the thing. Many of these Democrats who are saying things like Jim Jordan's a threat to our democracy and so forth, trying to gin up that kind of total division. You know, it's almost, you can see back in the old days, you say, them's fighting words, you know, that kind of thing. If you continue to develop that, well, then don't be surprised when you have a lot more problems and a lot more clashing politically in this country. But it's who's it doing good for? That's the thing. Who's actually getting something for it? Well, some of these people have like little cottage industries, right? And they just say, well, they go out and they tell their constituency what they want to hear, and then they kind of keep going. They have this job that they do for that. And it's not really about uniting. It's not really about trying to work through the issues and the problems. That's why I sort of laugh when I hear the Democrats right now in the House saying, well, we want this bipartisan speakership thing. We want a bipartisan path moving forward so that we can get done the jobs and the things the American people care about. I don't think they mean that at all. They only mean that they want to simply put their own projects through, their own spending and their own agenda, and try to couch it as if, well, they're doing everybody a favor. It's just people are really starting to see through that kind of stuff right now. So, again, if you're Rachel Maddow and you think that if you have Donald Trump gets elected president, you'll never have another election, you know, it's like, come on, that's getting a little beyond the pale, at least in my opinion. But you never know. We'll continue to watch it. Well, of course, as I said, President Biden's going to be speaking to the nation later on Thursday. We'll have a complete wrap-up and analysis of it when we come back on the program tomorrow. That'll be the Friday edition, of course. But once again, it's been a great time being with you here across the overnight airwaves, across the dial, wherever you are listening. Again, head on over to KyleWarrenShow.com, my home website, and you can send me a direct message. Let me know what you're thinking about, how you're doing, and also if you have some song suggestions for our trucker weather report. We sure do appreciate that as well. And so now we're going to be heading out, and wherever you are, hope that you're going to make it a great day today. I want to thank everybody at AM860, Joe Weaver, of course. Also, I want to thank everybody at GCN, making us all sound great this morning. And so, folks, head on out there and make it a great day. Stay tuned on this great radio station for more great talk and more great everything. Kyle Warren with you. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.